please.
Anyone know what today's date?
Yeah, today's the 24th. Tosfos says, Shlotinal delis bifnei love. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Hanina said, really midaraisa, dine mominis and dine nefashis require Jewish v'chakira. Mishpadecha yilachem. Why, by hodos valvos, do we not require drisha v'chakira? Kadesh lotinal delis mifnei lovin. So that banks will be willing to lend money without the fear that Adim, who witnessed the loan, can be found inappropriate due to contradictions in their testimony, not being able to answer all the Drish V'chir questions correctly, and they won't get their money back. So therefore, Midrabanan, Kadesh Lotino Delos Bifnei Lovin, the requirement of Drish V'chir was dropped. Rashi explained in the context of our Gemara that Hu Adin, Hachanami, Shem Leimotze Mumchen Lekovul Adin, were worried by case of Hodos Valvos, that you will not be able to find mumchen. Mumchen were not a commonality, especially in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael there were more mumchen, but in Bavel there were not so many. And you need mumchen to force somebody to din. And you're not going to be able to find those mumchen. Therefore, a person may not lend money because he's afraid, I may never get my money back. In case the person denies the loan, I'm not going to be able to have mumchen to force the guy to court, to force the money out of him. So why should I lend money? Therefore, the Chachamim dropped the requirement of mumchen. Is everything okay? I've been known to do that in the middle of Tosfos also. In fact, just yesterday, in the middle of this Tosfos, and I shocked everybody in the room. Like, I was like, ah! Okay, but we haven't started yet. I was so frustrated in trying to understand one part of this Tosfos. I'll tell you where I got up to at that point, okay? Maybe I'll even have that reaction again if it doesn't work. Says Tosfos, Gzeilos v'chavolos, uksubis isha, v'yerushos, umatonos. Sounds like Hatars in the Dharm here. It's kith kaf, and you know, yerushos, inheritances, and matonos, gifts. V'kulhu nami lo be'in andrisha v'chakira. In all of these cases, we do not require drisha v'chakira. So that we can lock the door in front of the gazlonim. So let's just go over some of these cases here. We all know what gzeila is, where one person steals from another, and then he's brought to court accused of stealing. There are edim who saw him stealing. If they got questioned through drisha v'chakira, and they messed up in the drish v'chakira, just like Rashi described getting messed up and watching about a loan, they met no edim, and the gazlin would go free. So gazlonim are very happy that there's drish v'chakira. Very happy. Because they know they may steal and get away with it. Chavolos, I'm going to beat this guy up. I'm going to beat him up, because I'm going to get away with it. Because who's going to watch? You? You? You can't answer a question straight. You don't even know how to tell time. The basin's going to ask you, drisha v'chakira? I'm going to get away with it. I'm going to get away with it. Drisha v'chakira helps me to beat you up. It encourages me. At least, it doesn't deter me. It encourages me. I think I can get away with it. So what, their witness is watching. They're going to get all confused in the drisha v'chakira. Ksubis Isha. We had this in Makis. Did the fellow pay the Ksuba? Did the fellow not pay the Ksuba? The Mishnah in Makis. Edom come. There we're discussing Edom Zomim. Forget Edom Zomim. Edom come and they say, you paid. Or you didn't pay. Well, through Drisha V'chakira, examining whether the person paid or not, somebody's going to get messed up here. Could be the wife, could be the husband. Most probably Chazal would try to protect the wife, because the whole point of the ksuba was to protect her and make sure she gets the money. So people may lie, Eidim may come and say, but the man will say, I paid you. I don't have to pay anymore. I paid you already. And she'll say, but there are witnesses that can prove that you never paid. I'm not worried about those witnesses. They're going to get all messed up in the Drish V'Chakira. So I'm going to claim that I paid the ksuba already. No witnesses are going to be able to get past the Drish V'Chakira. Apparently, people, like I said, they don't necessarily know. At the moment that they're witnessing something, they're not looking at their watches, they're not getting it exactly right. And even though the questions are not so hard, the basic questions of Drish V'Chakira are, what year was it? What day was it? What hour was it? And they have to be, even in terms of the hours, since they're using sundials, it doesn't have to be so accurate. It could be off by 2 or 3 hours, and still it counts. Nevertheless, people would mess up. Okay. Right. But people don't necessarily know. Again, people today, you know why it's so hard for us to understand this? I think even those of us who are so not time conscious, we're much more time conscious than people were hundreds of years ago. That's what I'm saying. We're looking at our watch every second. We're looking at our cell phone, the time, the clock. And what if it was a cloudy day, and I don't remember? The Gemara talks about all these things. It's not so simple. And apparently, people would mess up. Yeah. Why do we trust the Eidim? Al Pishnayim Eidim Yalkum Dover. That's all. They're believed. Drish V'Chakira is a Torah requirement. The Rabbanon relaxed, leaving us back with the Duraisa of Al Pishnayim Eidim Yalkum Dover. Any two Eidim? Yeah. Right, so we have a basic cheskes kashrus, that we believe that most Jews are not going to lie, and therefore the Torah gives them the responsibility and the believability to state the truth. Absolutely, you could buy out the whole world, as we saw in the Gemara in Makkos, but you could buy out a lot of Eidim. It's just unusual. You're going to find so many Jews willing to lie. It's unusual. Okay, this is not a major point here. I'm just going through the cases. Yes. Kashrus. The Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yalkum Dover. The Torah gives specific believability to the two Eidim. They win. That's not the way Chazal determined the Takana. So Chazal understood. Yeah. Rafi.
Why do we give the leniency in terms of days? We said in Marcus, I think that if one guy says one day and
you can't mix up days, but you can mix up hours, especially if it was a cloudy day.
No, we say because it's the Rosh Chodesh thing, so some people, it could be 30 days, 31, they don't know.
Uh-huh.
So they'll say,
okay,
then we believe.
Right, that's somewhat reasonable, right?
Why do we say that, but we also believe them by the cloudy day thing?
Yeah, there are certain leniencies within it. Despite that, still, people will mess this up left and right.
It would make more sense on the same day.
Okay, plus, if we go further and we include what's called the bedikos within the Drish V'Chakira, so we saw in the Gemara and Makkos how they can mess up anything. Right? We saw that.
I'm saying, if it would make more sense to believe them, one says that it was 2 o'clock, one says it was 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Because it got mixed up because of the clouds. And to
right.
Right. One day, another
right. So Chazal had to determine where to draw the line as to where they're believed and where they're not believed, and therefore should we have Drish V'Chakira or not? Okay, that's what we have Chazal for. The next case of Yerushos, a person can claim that the money that these little children thought that they were supposed to get from their dead father is really owed to him. Some guy comes and says, no, your father owed me millions of dollars. And if we start trying to bring Eidim, that it's not true, and the Eidim get all messed up, so these people who have all these claims might be able to get away with it. So again, we want to protect the Yorshim. And Matanos, which are often given to poor people, you can make up the cases exactly whatever you want to work. Matanos, which are often given to poor people, also, they might get messed up. The person says, I already gave you the matana, or somebody else says, you can't give that matana because it's mine. You can make up other cases where if Edom were to come forward and we needed the Edom, we would run into trouble. So therefore, says Tosfos, Bekulhu nami lo be'ina drisha v'chakira. By all of these, we do not require drisha v'chakira. Kedei shetinol deles bifnei gazlonim. So that we can shut the door in front of the gazlonim. So once again, let's ask it as a question, give it as an answer. Rabosai, how does this removal of drisha v'chakira shut the door in front of the gazlonim? Yeah? There's more of a chance that the Gazlan will get caught. And did you see that in any of the Rishonim that we gave you to look at? Did you see that statement somewhere, what you just said? I think it was in the Chiddush HaRan. Maybe you could help me find it. Did you get a chance to look in the Chiddush HaRan?
No, earlier in the choir, though, we said that the Gazlan was doing
it. That's interesting. That's interesting. Give me 1 minute, though. One thing at a time. First, let's see if we can find where that line is in the Ran. My Ran is different than the one I have at home, and therefore it's hard for me to find anything. Yikes. It's really bad. I don't get it. It's not here at all.
Is it from the outside?
It should be in Bays. I'm in Bays. Yeah, different Maslubadin. And Umeato Rebbe Chanin Hachi Ka'amar. So where is that? Yeah, here. So on page Bays, on the bottom left, the last word of the line, 6-7 lines from the bottom of the left hand column on page Bays of the Ran. Umeato. I think that's where it was said.
One more
time, where is it? The last one of the line is on the other side. Wow. Okay. Ume atu Rebbe Chanina Hachi Kamar. Kol dini mamonis being zeros of Umumchen. Rav Chanina says, Midaraisa, all those chavolos, all those chavos need Rishon Hakira, Midaraisa, they need Mumchen, Midaraisa, Ella. Shechachomim tiknu, Chomim etakana, Vatakanosim takana, and the takana is a takana that works. It's a hefker based in hefker. Because hefker based in hefker, it works. Shelo yihyu tsrichen drisha v'chakira, that they did not require drisha v'chakira, kadesh l'tinu delos b'fnei lovin. De'im ha'yutzrichen drisha v'chakira, here it is, if they require drisha v'chakira, ha'edim lo yechavnu edusom bibedikos v'chakiros, in the multitude of questions, not just the basic drisha v'chakira, the bedikos and the chakiros, in the multiple questions that would be asked, they would get all confused. V'yafsid ha'malve, and the malva will lose. And they're not going to want to lend. Nami, similarly, if we require, this is in our Gemara, if we require drish v'chakira by gzeles chavalos, this is similar to what Tosa said. If you were to require drish v'chakira by gzeles chavalos, atoposeach deles, you'd be opening the door, encouraging, Bifnei ha-gozlin v'ha-chomsin, from the stealers and the grabbers. She-yigzalu, that they will steal, v'yichamsu, and they will grab, the purse snatchers will grab, v'lo yimtzu'u edus ha-edim mechuvenes, you will not find the testimony of the edim in line, ha-m'achas l'ayin shana, once in 70 years. Where does he get that once in 70 years from? You guys know, you're learning Makis. It's that Mishnah in Makis, right? About killing. That's about killing. It is. It's an exaggeration. He's clearly saying v'yisbatlu kol dinei gzeilos v'chavolos. All dinei gzeilos v'chavolos will be gone. You'll never be able to accuse anyone of gzeilos v'chavolos. Never. Because that's the nature of doing good bedikas. Cross air for tiknu, they made a takona, shalo yiyu tzrich and drisha v'chakira. That you do not do drisha v'chakira. Umiu, however, mumchin be'inon be'kuhu. You do need mumchin by all of them. Zehu ikra hamem rosh Rabbi Chanina. That's the main thing that Rabbi Chanina said, with the one exception. What do we not need mumchin for? The one exception is hodos valos. But all of these others, gzeilos valos, need mumchin. So the Chidushi Haran told us, pshat in this first introductory lines of Tosfos, that Kedei Shetinel Delos Befnei Gazlonim is accomplished by dropping the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira, because if you had Drisha V'Chakira, no Eidim would ever be able to accuse any Gazlon. They'd all the Gazlonim would get away scot-free. Therefore, the Chalim made such a takona, releasing the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. How did they have the power to do this? How the Chachamim, says the Ran, how the Chachamim have the power to do this? What they're basically saying is, we can move money from one place to the other and not allow money to move one place to the other. We're removing a deraisa of Mishpat Echad because of our, the reason why they do it, says the Ran, is Hefker based in Hefker, similar to what we saw in the second answer, the answer to the Sanhedrin Ketana, that even if you want to tell me that this is not a Shevel Taisa, but Kumva say, when it comes to money, Chachamim have the power of Hefker based in Hefker. Okay, and that's important to keep in mind as we get later in the Tosfos. We're going to start throwing Shlichu Sayu in there. It's going to get very complicated. So let's keep in mind the basic Havamina is that this is all done through the power of Hefker Beis. Listen, the reason why they made this Takana is what? By the Gazan. The reason, the Sibas HaTakana is Shlotil Delis. But what mechanism, what machine enables the Chachamim to make this Takana? Hefker based in Hefker. You hear that distinction? Very important. Just because Shlotel Delos, you get Shlotel Delos all day long, that doesn't give you the ability to make a Takana. That's not the machine that's used. That's the reason why you're using the machine. But the machine itself, the Takana itself, is based on the principle of Hefker based in Hefker. Okay? This is often referred to as the Sibas HaTakana and the Tsuras HaTakana, which, I should give that muscle now, which my Rebbe often would say was the why of the Takana and the how of the Takana. You should write this down just for future reference. The why of the Takana is Shlotinel Delis. That's the reason why we made that Takana. How it works is Hefker based in Hefker. Okay? The Sibas HaTakana and the Tsuras HaTakana. The Tsura is the format. Okay? Some would say the Geder HaTakana. The actual mechanism that we're using is Hefker based in Hefker. The reason why we're using it, the motivation, there's the motivation, there's the mechanism. The motivation of the Takana is Lotinal Delis. The mechanism is Hefker based in Hefker. I like that. I forgot about mechanism. How do I define that? The Beis Din has the right to move money from one person to the other according to their will. Okay. How does Tosfos know that he can do this? How does Tosfos know? The Gemara said we have a Gzeira Mishum Shalot Tinel Delos Bifnei Lovin. Tosfos just makes this up out of the blue. He says, you know, let me just say another Takana here, as if I'm Chazal. And I'm not Chazal, I'm only a Tosfos. Chazal is the Tanoim Amaroim. I just want to make up a new Takana over here. Kadesh Tinel Delos Bifnei Gazlonin. What indication does Tosfos have that he can do that? Where does he get this from? Doesn't quote any sources. He just made it up? Yeah?
not say, or Chanina says, Amr Dini Laman, I'll still be in Mishchatira. I'll be in Mishchatira.
Oh. What else could it have said in the Gemara? Umatam Omer Hodos Vavos Lubin and Jishu Chakira. Could have said, what's the reason why we don't Jishu Chakira by Hodos Vavos? But it said, what's the reason why we don't have by Dine Mominus? This is pointed out by the Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know if you saw Rabbeinu Yonah. So you see it's on the Maamar Komos. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, I see the hands up. I'll get to some of the questions, okay? Bli Neder. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, you're going to have to find it. Rabbeinu Yonah, Divya Maschil, it's before the Ran. So I don't have a Kovitz at home. I have separate Sfarim for each thing, so then I have to find it in here. It's true, I could do that during Seder. Maybe I should. I'm still trying to figure out part of the Shir. I figure I could look this up during Shir. While you're looking for it, I can look for it too. Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't have every single one. And generally, you're not going to find me quoting the ones that I don't have at home. Because I don't have them. Rabbeinu Yonah de Vemasko Uma. I guess so. Uma tam omru dine mamas lo boy jishu kagigadosh lo tenazos velovin. Looks good. I like the way it looks. It's good looking. Anzef Gimel and Aleph. See, part of this is we have to teach you how to find things. You know, we're learning Daf Gimel and Aleph now on the top of the page. So Lechora, we're going to be looking at Rabbeinu Yonah on the top. Now, how did I find this Rabbeinu Yonah? I looked at every sefer that I had. I had the same diuk myself, and I just wanted to see, does anybody say it? The diuk in the Gemara that enables Tosfos to say what he says. Let's figure out how far we wanted to read. Umatam omru dine mamlus lo boi jishu chakira. Kadesh lo tino delos mefei lovin. Ubigzeles chavalos. Ika lemeimar. It's parskible to say. De lo boi jishu chakira. That we do not require jishu chakira. Kadesh lo tifrots geder vipnei gazlonin. So we don't break down the doors in front of the gazlonin. Gosh, the Ran didn't use such dramatic terms. He just said poseach delis. This is tifrots geder, breaking down a wall. But that's what happens. If we don't require Jish Chakira, if we did require Jish Chakira, the Gazlan would take advantage. So Rabbi Chanina chad tam omru. Rabbi Chanina said one reason. Dine mominus, lo boy Jish Chakira komer. He said, Dine mominus, do not require Jishu Chakira. Ugzelos bechlal dine mominus hein kedamrin b'gemara. Gzelos is included in the phrase dine mominus as it said in the Gemara where? Bezim and Bezim, when they started with saying, if it only said in the Mishnah dine mominus, we would have thought that includes everything, including Gzelos. So it's mashma from the Gemara, Bezim and Bezim. Now, when it says Dine Mominus, it includes everything. So too over here at Daf Gimel and Aleph, Rabbi Chanina's statement, it means Dine Mominus means including Zeros Vavolos. The Ibai statement is Zeros Vavolos, Rishon Chakira, Havalei Lameimar. And if you say that Zeros Vavolos, Jerisha v'chakira, if you say that Gzeles Chavolos require Jerisha v'chakira, Havalei Lameimar, then the Gemara should have said, that's the key line, Havalei Lameimar, Ma Tam Omru Hodos Volvos, Lo Jerisha v'chakira. The Hebrew is so bad, I don't know how this happens. Omru Hodos Volvos, Lo, do not need Jerisha v'chakira. And that's all we're going to read. The fact that it said Dine Mominus don't need Jerisha Chakira, and it did not say Matam Omru Hodov Halva doesn't need Jerisha Chakira, implies that even Gzeros Chavolos do not need Jerisha Chakira. So it's Meduyik in the Lashon of the Gemara. It's Meduyik in the Lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara says Dine Mominus don't need Jerisha Chakira, that includes Gzeros Chavolos don't need Jerisha Chakira. Now, the Chanina didn't say Kadesh Lotino Delos from saying Lovin by Gzeros. It still doesn't say it fully. Rabbi Chanina still just says Kadesh Lo Tino Delos, but this tips off the Bali Tosfos to see if there's a way to extend Kadesh Lo Tino Delos from Elovin to Gazlonim. How does Tosfos do that? I'll say it again. Tosfos has an indication from the language of the Gemara that the gzera that's being made here exists by cases of gzela. Now, the gzera of Shlotil does make loven does not exist by gzela. That Shlotil does make loven has nothing to do with its loans. It has nothing to do with gzela. So, after Tosfos sees, yes, Dine Momenes somehow is included gzelos, he says, I gotta make up some takana what this is that's somehow similar to Shlotinol Deles. Instead, what the takana is, what Tosfos says, Shetinol Deles Bifnei Gazlonim, is somehow included in this brice of Rabbi Hanina. In other words, Tosfos sees the reason, the Sibas HaTakana, that removes Drisha B'Chakira from active duty. Interesting way of saying it. That Sibas HaTakana does not exist only by loans. That Takana somehow applies elsewhere as well. Have we seen concepts like that before? Where you have a certain idea, and it's not confined only to exactly what it says, but rather somehow exposes to us more? Trying to make it more famous. Every year another 20-something tell me that. So, yeah. So what's the idea of the iceberg? You have one concept, which is megala, it reveals, or sometimes you can say it's a simon. It indicates, or it reveals an entire category. The category over here is something about ne'ilas delis. It's a ne'ilas delis category. There are different types of ne'ilas delis. There's shalotil delis v'nei lovin. There's b'fnei gazlonim. But apparently, if Tosfos feels that the Gemara states one, and he can, quote-unquote, make up another, he obviously feels he's not making it up. He feels that it is embedded within what this Bryce of Rav Hanina says. He feels that Kadesh Lo Tinel Delos Mei Lovin is just a tip of the iceberg of many gzeros, or an entire category of Tinel Delos Svaras. One of them is Lo Tinel Delos Mei Lovin. Another one is Shetino Delis Bifnei Gazlonim. Yeah, okay, it's a small iceberg. Gazlonim, Chamsonim, yeah, okay. Right? To all these cases, not just loans. There's a Ne'ilas Delis concept, okay? So if we were calling Ne'ilas Delis the Sibas HaTakana, we're using a lot of technical alumnus terms here, and I hope they make it less confusing, not more confusing. That's truthfully the reason why we use the terms. But this Siba is really being megale to us. Mem Gimel Lamed Hey, it's megale to us a whole slew, maybe only one or two more, but an entire category of Ne'ilas Delises. It's a simon that there is a concept of Chazal want to help certain people, perhaps the underdog. I used to like that cartoon. There's no need to fear, underdog is here. You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay, anyway. Okay, it's good. Yeah? Tosfos feels that Kadesh Lotel Delos Bnei Lovin is just a simon of a group of a category of gzeros, or takonos, I should say, of takonos, that were made to help the underdog, the woman who's losing her ksuba, the poor yisomim, the yarshim, the poor people who are getting matonis. We want to stop gazlonim from hurting them. And just like we have this little deals from a love, and we want to help the underdog who needs a loan. We also want to help the underdog who's going to get their ksuba ripped away from them, their yerusha ripped away from them, their matana ripped away from them, who gets beaten up in the barroom brawl. That's what we want to do. That's the chum do. They make takanas to help people. So Tosfos saw within this brisa a tremendous thing. I have the mechanism of Hefker based in Hefker. They are very powerful, these Chazal over here. Very powerful. They can do a Hefker based in Hefker. But it's more than that. It's not just a motivating force that's very specific. It's a motivating force. We want to help people who need help. We want to help people who need help. There's a concept that's based on a pasuk called Psach Picha Le'ilem. We open the mouth of the mute. There are times that, I'm trying to remember if you learned maybe this in Ksubis. You guys did Ksubis last year, right? Ksubis comes up, and Yavamis comes up. There's a concept that sometimes is called Ta'aninon. The basin will make a taina, a claim on behalf of the defendant, because the defendant doesn't even know how to open their mouth and defend themselves. Psach Picha Le'ilem. You did Yavamis. It's in Yavamis. It's in Ksubis also. Psach Picha Le'ilem. There's such a thing. Chazal want to help the underdog. So Tosfos sees this is not just a very specific takonic, this will tell the others. It's a simon that there's a whole category. So it says Tosfos, since we're medayik, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm putting it all together now, okay? Since we're medayik, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, ma tam omru dinei mamnis don't need reach for hakira. Clearly we're trying to talk about all dinei mamnis. Rabbi Hanina happened to be talking about loans, so he said about loans. But he's in reality revealing to us an entire category, says Tosfos. That category of needless tells to help the underdog. And therefore, we don't have drisha v'chakira even by all these cases of gazlonim. Kedei shetinol deles bifnei hagazlonim. That's the idea. The Tosa Rosh added one word that I really liked that helped us understand a little bit more what was going on in the mind of the gazlon. The Tosa Rosh had one little word that you probably didn't pronounce right. And maybe that's why I also wanted to read it. See, we have no machlokas in over here. I don't think there's any machlokas or Rabbeinu Yonah. These Rishonim are just adding to help us understand the concept. Tosfos gives us the bare bones to it. But this really helps us understand a lot more. The Lamdisha terminology, again, like I said, it's just a tool to help. It enables us to categorize what each part of a takana is doing. We understand the pieces of the machine. We understand how the watch operates because we know the minute hand and the hour hand are not really doing that much. It's really all those little gears that are inside. We're trying to understand how each gear functions. Let's take a look at the Tosa Rosh very quickly and then I'll take your hand in a second. Take your hand. I'll bend your hand over. We'll play mercy. Mercy? I don't know why I thought of that. No good reason. This is not good. I'm looking at the chronom already. Where's Tosa Rosh? Some of you have it in your Gemara. Oh, Tosa Rosh. Here we go. Okay. Let's rush to the Rosh. And the Tosa Rosh is added Rosh. The Rosh even faster. That's right. That's right. So, if we look in Tosa Rosh, Divya Maschil, I didn't write that down, did I? Shalotinol. Yeah, that's good. Tosa Rosh in the left hand column of page Bays in the Tosa Rosh, Shalotinol Delis, Shalotinol Delis, Shalotinol Delis, says the Tosa Rosh. All these we also don't need Jewish Hakira. Kedei, Shetino, Deles, so we can slam the door. Bipnei Gazlonim, in the face of the Gazlonim. It really means in front of the Gazlonim. I'm just getting dramatic. Shelo Yase Adam. I think Avil is correct. It's not all. It might be evil. But that's more like evil can evil. What? No. What does the word avel mean?
No,
all. No, this is also with an ayin. What does avel mean? What is? How do you translate avel? I had a good word. How do you translate that? Since it's your word. No, not all. It's not all. It's avel. Avel. An injustice! That's good, I like that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good, I like that. I'm writing down the word injustice. I like that word.
iniquity, wickedness, wrong.
Injustice is good. That's the best word. Her partners will be so proud. Now, I don't know why I looked at you. I know why I looked at you, but it's okay. It's all right. An injustice. The point is, you don't want an injustice to be done to your friend. The yismoch al zeh. This explains, like along the lines of the Ran, it explains better what Tosus is trying to say. What are we worried about? That gazlonim will do an avel, they'll do an injustice to their friend. The yismoch al zeh. What does that mean? They rely on this. Who's going to rely on this? The not the dayanim. The gazlonim. The gazlonim will rely upon the fact shemelo yichavnu ha'edim esay do some. Maybe the edim will not be able to be mechavin. Will not be able to. What's the right word? I didn't translate it last time either. Kivun means the focus. They won't be able to focus and get straight, get correct their testimony. The gazlonim rely upon this, so we removed Rishu v'chakira in order to protect the underdog from the gazlonim who try to take advantage of scheming. They're scheming. They have evil is Simon Bar Sinister, just back to underdog. And they're sinister. It's a scheme. So we try to prevent those schemes. This is what's going on in Tosfos. After all that being said, Rabosa, I didn't put this one up on the board. If you were to label these three, four lines in Tosfos that we just read, what are these three or four lines? Is it a proof? Is it a refutation? Is it a statement? I think it's an extension. I think it's an extension, right? It's an extension. Basically what Tosus did is he extended, you could say it's a statement too. Again, these things are not mukhruch. Statement, it could be, but it's more than just a regular statement. It's really an extension. It's an extension. I don't know if there's an implied question here that's causing Tosus to answer. Like as if he's asking, oh, is that it? It's just Shlo Tinel Del Spei Lovin? Why isn't it more? He's not really, there's nothing pushing him to do that. But it's an extension. Tosfos says, I see from the language of Dine Mominus, Lovin Adrizim Chakiru, that the Gzeira Mishum Shlotinel Delsmei Lovin is not particularly specific to loans, but rather it's Megala, the category of Nigilas Delas, to help the underdog. And therefore, I state clearly that these things do not require Gzeira Chavolos either, do not require Adrizim Chakiru either, because they should Tinel Delas Befnei Lovin. And those things are ksuba, gzeilos, chavolos, and so on. That's what I think is the best way to label it. But again, that's, you know, subjective. When we do label something an extension, so we always have to ask ourselves, and I forgot to bring my big board, but it's up here. We're extending from? What's the answer to that? What idea are we extending from? Shlotinos Lovin. What are we extending to? Conditions in the good. Which, how does idea A extend or compare or cause or lead to B? How does it? Right. This is a simon of an entire category of Nihilus Delis. Okay? These questions, the way I have them here, are just there to help us understand. That is what Rabbi Simon called Havana. I'm telling you, in ninth grade, you could just read these words. Beautiful. And you really have no idea. Translate them. You have no idea what's really behind it. Now you do. That's the idea. Okay? Yes?
Yeah. I think Ron, you said that we're removing only the justice of the Jews, but it's still Munchen. But don't we, in the Gemara...
That's the whole point of the Gemara. The most explanation of the mission is we need Munchen by Gzeilos v'Chavolos. We don't need mumchin by hodos valvos. That was the whole point of the Gemara.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Ran was only talking about gzelos. That point in the Ran was only talking about gzelos. Look at the Ran. That point in the Ran, where is it? On top of the page? These batlu called din exiles for chavolos. Lefichach tiknush lo yitzruchin jishu chakira by exiles for chavolos. Umiu, however, mumchin beinan bekulu. Bekulu means all exiles for chavolos, but not hodos for chavolos, as the Gemara said. That would all be true. Hodos Vavos are excluded from that. For Hodos Vavos, we do not require Mumchen. That's clear from the Gemara. Okay? Okay, good. Good, yes. And then, well, 1 second. You were first, really. Yeah.
How do you
learn? Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah said, I hope I read enough of it. I think I did. Rabbeinu Yonah said it was the language of the statement of Rabbi Hanina that said Dine Mominus don't need Drisha Hakira. He did not say Hodos Valvos do not need Drisha Hakira. So it implied that there's a lot more happening here. Not just Hodos Valvos, but also Xeles Chavos and other things. It doesn't fit into the next line, Mipnei Shlotil Delis, must be, that doesn't really mean Shlotil Delis alone. It means all of Ne'ilas Delis concepts. It's just a simon of the deeper, of the broader, I should say, category of Ne'ilas Delis. All right? Yeah. All that is within Dine Mominus. It's all Dine Mominus. It's not Knossos. Again, people have asked me this before. I don't even know how broad the category of Dine Mominus are. There's a lot there. In fact, Tosis is going to mention others later on that he did not have in the original statement. And I'm not sure if I even have the right to ask how come Tosis didn't mention them all. It's probably just giving a list and et cetera, et cetera. It's a shire, you know. It left off a lot of things. There are probably a lot of things. I would ask that question more readily on a Mishnah or even on a Gemara than on the Tosfos, but nevertheless, Tosfos seems to be giving a whole list of examples. I don't know if he specifically means these yet. As we continue learning the sugya, we might see him. We may see other Rishonim. We might see there are disagreements about some of the cases. So for now, Dafka, it's a long list, and we're not including necessarily everything on the list because there will be things mentioned later in the Tosfos. I haven't learned the rest of Tosfos Ian yet. I mean, I got past these three lines, but I noticed superficially smearing through the Tosfos that there's more there. So I don't know. I hope you all smeared. Yeah, but you have to then have Havana. I told Rabbi Simon, did I tell us this year? I told Rabbi Simon after his speech that when we went to the open school night that your parents come to here, so I went to that at my son's yeshiva, and his Rebbe is Chashuva Rebbe, fifth grade Rebbe, they're learning Gemara, and he said, I know you people, you're always going to ask your son questions, this question, that, I'm telling you right now, they have no Havana whatsoever. We're just memorizing. I said, the Rebbe said that, it's terrible. I remember sitting there thinking, that's terrible. But I told this to Rebbe Simon, he got so angry. He just like, this is, it's not about memorizing and memorizing and memorizing. You have to have a good memory, it helps, but you have to understand what you're memorizing. Yeah, by the Kiddush, yeah. I was very, yeah. What? So that's the question. We were discussing that also. If it's a matter, you know, you gotta know, to learn Gemara, you gotta know 400 or 500 vocabulary words. So you gotta have you have to memorize the list of words. And, it's not easy. Every week he has a list of 21 words or whatever it is, and it's torture. It's torture. My wife said, I can't even test him. I don't know any of these words. And Chumash, she wasn't so bad, but now I'm stuck. She doesn't know Aramaic. She went to Yula. They didn't learn Gemara in Yula. It's terrible. No. What? No. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, that might be because of the phrase they say at the basketball games. You may have thought that, but it's not true. Let's not go there. Yes. No, you can't say that out loud. Yeah. Okay? Next. The rod actually helps us to then feed right into the next point in Tosfos. Ready? Aim? Vim toma. Fectosvis. And remember, whenever we have a kasha that follows an introductory statement, in this case it's an extension, but it is a statement of sorts, if I did not have to use the cute phrase speaker and come up with extension, I would have just called it a statement. Okay? Statement, question, answer, proof is really all you need in any Gemara. But If we start with a statement and then we ask a question, that question must be predicated on that statement. Remember, we had a Maharam on page Adav Bezim and Aleph that pointed out that it wasn't, because typically wasn't. We have to figure out this one over here. It's not a hard one, Baruch Hashem. Fractosis v'im tomer. Mehai taima. That definitely helps us not the make it knotted together here. Mehai taima, for the very reason that you just told me. So it's kasha, clearly going to be based on what we just said. Loni boi mumchen b'gzeilos v'chavolos k'mo b'hodolos v'alvos. If you're right that we do not require drisha v'chakira by gzeilos v'chavolos, then we also should not require mumchen by gzeilos v'chavolos, just like we don't require mumchen by hodolos v'alvos, and that's bad for which amora? Rabbi Avo. Because Rabbi Avo's whole point... That was Chaim?
No,
it was you? Okay. I'm not going to act as shocked now. No. What? Good. Good. No, don't worry. You're going to blackmail me about that tape. I know. The only thing is, I have the tape, so it's okay. It's hard to blackmail me with something that I have. No one here knows what we're talking about, except your friends. Except your friends. Everyone wants to be Chaim's friend now. So here we go. Yeah. So, Tosfos asks, Vim Tomer, may high time a nominee by Mumchen Zil Zavos? 1 second. We're going to have Mumchen by Zil Zavos. What did Rabbi Avos say is Pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Mahin Ketoni. The Mishnah is that Dini Mominus B'Shlosha, Gzeilos B'Shlosha means what? That Hodos Valvos uses what type of Dayonim? Hediotos. Gzeilos Valvos uses what type of Dayonim? Mumchen. Fektosvis, if you're right, that Rabbi Chanina, who you are using Rabbi Avo, you're using him to distinguish between Hodos Valvos and Gzeilos Valvos, to say that because it's Shmotinel Delis, Bifnei Lovin, we do not need mumchen by hodos vavos, but by gzeilos vavos we do. How can you now tell me you don't need drisha chakira because shlotinel delis is a simon of a broader category that we want to prevent gazlonim, and therefore we do not require drisha chakira? So too we should not require mumchen. So too we should not require mumchen. If your logic is true, to not require drisha chakira, then we should also not require mumchen. Rabbi Avo, this is terrible for you, Rabbi Avo. It's terrible. My extension.
Wait, shouldn't we require for which case? For
Gzeilos Chavolos? Now, 1 second. Let's just slow down a little bit. I don't like going fast, you know. Each year is slightly faster than backwards, but only slightly. Let's slow down here. 1 second. We just mentioned this question here. Okay, it's a question of Rabbi Avo. I got that. Let's just think this through. Please help me. V'im tomer. May high taima, that means from the same reason, should tinel delz v'nei gazlonim. Lo niboy mumchen v'gzeilos chavolos. We should not require mumchen v'gzeilos chavolos. 1 second. Why is that true? What's that? Let me just spell that out. I got confused. Because we... Brain's not in gear. Because of the reason that we want to prevent people from stealing, so we should not require mumchen. What does having mumchen and not having mumchen have anything to do with preventing or allowing stealing? Yes, Ben Sion. I'm sorry, you just got me very confused. So, okay. What do you mean it's harder to get mumchen? It's hard to find mumchen. And how do you know that?
Because that's the whole point, that's the whole deal with Shalotin, all that, if they love it. It's hard to find a mumchen so that we can make this...
Okay, how do you know that by Shalotin, all that, if they love it, that it's hard to find a mumchen? What's your source?
Rashi.
Rashi said in the last of the wide lines going into the... first of the thin lines, for Hachanami, Shlo Yimtso, I don't know how to pronounce it. Shlo Yimtso Mumchen, you're not going to find Mumchen. There were many Mumchen in Eretz Yisrael, not many in Bava, we said earlier today. It's hard to find Mumchen. If you need Mumchen in order to be Machai of this fella, it's going to prevent you from being Machai of this fella. And the Gazlonim ain't dumb. They know this. They know that it's going to be very difficult for you to put me away, to throw away the key. Very difficult. Because how are you going to find Mumchim? So, says Tosfos, hold on. If we're trying to prevent Gazlonim, and we remove the requirement of Drisha V'Chakira, because we know that Drisha V'Chakira, the Gazlonim say, the Rav tells, ooh, that's good, Drisha V'Chakira, I like that, that's going to help me, it's good for my business. So the Gazlon is also thinking, if I have to go to Mumchen, that's also good for my business. Because chances are they're not going to find Mumchen, it's not so easy. And therefore I'm encouraged to steal. So Fektosis, Vim Tomar, Rabbi Avo, you make no sense. If my extension is correct, you got to love how they ask a question based on their own assumptions. But he assumes that if I'm reading Rav Hanina correctly, and you, Rabbi Avo, are using Rav Hanina to explain the Mishnah, but I'm 100% sure, says Tosfos at this step, for those of you who read for the Tosfos, at this step, Tosfos, I'm absolutely convinced that Shalotinol Dels equals Shatinol Dels with Megazlonim. We gotta help those underdogs. We gotta help those people who are gonna get gazled, they're gonna get stolen from. Ask Tosfos, may high time, lonely boy Mumchen, we shouldn't require Mumchen because those Ravos, come over those Ravos. We gotta prevent these Ganovim. We should not require Mumchen by Gzeles Ravos. By not requiring the Mumchen, the Gazlan will think twice. I might get caught, go in front of three regular people, and I am dead. They got me. I'm going to have to pay. It's a very, very strong question. On Rabbi Avo. Did somebody spell it out more? I don't remember already. No, I'm not even sure. Did the Ran say more there? I think we read to the end of the Ran. Okay. I think that was... No, we did not read to the end of the Ran. There's more in the Ran. I think that's where it is. We did, but I asked to read more, so... Yeah, let's go back to the Chiddush HaRan. I'll take all your questions, but let's see the Chiddush HaRan, who spells out Tosfos Kasha completely, like I think we said Pshat just now. But this is helping us. These Rishonim are helping us to understand the Tosfos. I'm really not learning any third sheet to fourth sheet to just what this question is. It seems that all the Rishonim were bothered by it, but sometimes the other Rishonim spell it out more than Tosfos. Tosfos writes very tersely, a little bit like Rashi, not as tersely as Rashi, but could you turn on the air conditioner, please, before I collapse? I'm getting very hot in here. You're not hot? No one else is hot? No? I am getting worked up, but I'm moving around all over the classroom, clearly. It's a jacket. No, it's also I wear wool tits. I know what it is. It's very... Open a window instead? Yeah? You think that'll help? What? The window won't help unless the door is open. You need cross ventilation for a window to work. You're cold already. You're falling asleep. You're too cold. You're falling asleep. Definitely. I did that many shiurim in my life. I stood many times. I think I told you that whenever I go to my parents for Shabbos, which is so rare now, you can't imagine. My father is an excellent speaker. I cannot stay awake while he's speaking in shul. He speaks 20-25 minutes of drasha. If I did that in my shul, I'd be fired before Shabbos was over. But he speaks very long. He has an older crowd. It's an older crowd. They're used to longer speeches. They're back in the days of television. You only need a commercial every 8 minutes. Today, you guys need a commercial every 35 seconds. Right? What are you talking about? It's like watching YouTube videos. You don't even finish the whole video. Click next video. The attention span has gotten so short. Everybody's ADD. What? Playback speed time, so I'm not familiar with it. But okay, I understand. Gosh. Live? Live, okay. That's right. It's just... I just need to always press skip ad because the ads are never clean. I have to do this for my psychology stuff. I have to find YouTube videos. They all have ads. I skip every ad. You can? You can't do that on an iPad? Maybe I'll ask Mr. Plotzker. Just wastes my time because you can't press skip ad for the first 2 seconds. So you have to make sure that you just ignore it because sometimes you just want to see the rest of the ad. They're very good. Again, I teach psychology. They do this. I could do it a lot cheaper than that. Okay. So, says the Ran. At the beginning of Divrei Maskil Uka'omer. Okay? Give it another 10 seconds, then you can turn it off. Okay? Just to, it made it a little better in here. Here we go. Right on time. Uka'omer Talmudah. Page Gimel in the Ran. Uka'omer Talmudah. Do you guys see where this Ran ends? It's going to end at Perek Achol above a comment, page Dalet of an Aleph. The Chidushi Haran. Tos Harash, we also didn't finish. Okay. Zokt the Ran. What? It's a Zion, it's not an S. It's a Zion. Zokt. Taste is Zokt. Okay. Uka'ama Talmuda. Here we go. Focus. Uka'omer Talmudah, Rishon Rechanina, the Gemara says, Du to Rechanina, Kalomar, meaning to say, Kemo Shetiknu Chachomim B'chol Dinei Mamanis, just like the Chachomim are misakin by all Dinei Mamanis, Shelo Yitzrichin Drisha V'chakira, that we do not require Drisha V'chakira, Kemo Kane Osu Takona Acheres. Similarly, they made another Takona Behodos Valvos. Shelo Yutzrichin Mumchen. That you do not need Mumchen. This is Pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi explained. Just like we don't have Drish of Chakira, Mishum Shlo Tinal Delis, so too, Chachamim made Takona Acheres, Behodos Valvos. Shlo Yutzrichin Mumchen. That you don't need Mumchen. Lo Be'eretz Yisrael, v'lo b'chutz l'aretz, whether you're in Israel or outside. Kadesh lo tinel delz b'fnei lovin, so that you do not close the doors in front of the borrowers. She'im, here we go. Here's the svara. Rashi said it, he spells it out, the Ran spells it out. She'im hamalve lo yuchal ligvos chovo, if the lender would not be able to. What does ligvos mean? Ligvos starts with a C. Collect. If the malve could not collect his obligation, Ella al yedei mumchen, except through mumchen, yimana milahalvos, he will refrain from lending. Kadesh lo yitzdarech litrach achareim, so that he will not have to be matriach himself, bother himself to run after mumchen to collect his loan. Avol bigzelos v'chavolos lo osu tzakon aklal be'eretz Yisrael. But for gzeilos v'chavolos, they didn't make a takon at all in Eretz Yisrael. Shehanigzal o hanechbal, so that the one who is stolen from, or the one who is beaten up, yelech etzel mumchin shein mitzuyin sham, will go to mumchin which are commonly found in Eretz Yisrael. Umishenosnu shnuya be'Eretz Yisrael. Umishnosenu. Oh my gosh. It's like reading Dude Hemlock. David HaMelech. Umishnosenu shnuya be'Eretz Yisrael. No, you never called him Dude Hemlock? My ninth grader ever used to do that. He said, Dude Hemlock. So David HaMelech. You know, guys don't know how to read. Umishnosenu shnuya be'Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah was written in Israel. Umishum Hachi, and therefore, Omar Rava said, the Tartikatoni, Rava learned Tartikatoni, we learned this before the Bechina, Dini Mominus, the Hainu Hodos Vavos, Bishloshe Yotas, Dini Mominus, which is Hodos Vavos, the Dome of three regular people, Minat Takona Hachronik, they shall tell themselves from Eloven, because the last Takona was made, they shall tell themselves, Avogzels Vavos, Shrikh and Shloshe Mumchen, but in Eretz Yisrael, Avogzels Vavos need three Mumchen, Lafi, Sham Mumchen Mitzoyen Shom, because Mumchen are found there, in Eretz Yisrael. For Hutsuchu Lassus Takona Lacher Yotos, we do not need to make a Takona to Matter Yotos in Eretz Yisrael. Did you get what he just said? It's amazing. The Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when it comes to Gzeilus Chavolos, they said, Avol B'Bavel, She'ein Shom Mumchen, where there are no experts. There are probably people who are experts. Remember Rashi had that requirement? You need Rishos from the Nasi? That's in Eretz Yisrael. It's not in Bavel. Reish Kalusa may not be the same thing. I don't know. Sometimes. Let's see. That will definitely come up in the discussion. Avol b'bavel she'ein shom mumchen. Listen, learn. Avol b'bavel she'ein shom mumchen. In Bavel, where there are no mumchen. Im lo natir hediotos. If we do not permit hediotos to judge. So we're gzeilus chavolos now. Af gzeilus chavolos. Thank you. If we do not matter hediotos. Even by Gzeilus Chavolos, Niftach Deles Bifnei HaGozlim VaHachomsin, will be opening the doors in front of the Gazlonim. So we must use Hediotos in Bavel. Umin Hatam Sheitiru, for the same reason that we mattered, Kol Dinei Mominus. The reason why we said by all dinim mamonos that you don't need drish v'chakira, meaning to prevent gazlonim, min hatam hahu ba'atzmo, from that very reason, heitiru gzelos shetiyana nigvos b'bavel afayde hediotos. They permitted gzelos that they should be nigvos from the word gova, to collect. They should be collectible in Bavel even through hediotos. B'midi d'shkiach, but something that's common v'isbech, so in kiss, that we don't have to worry about. Okay, I could stop the line or two. That's some special requirements, we'll see. So, says the Ran, exactly like Tosfos's kasha. Tosfos Kasha was, we should not require Mumchen for the exact same reason, says the Ran, almost like in conclusion, we don't require Mumchen for that exact same reason. So the Ran just spelled out very, very nicely, Eretz Yisrael is not an issue, there's only in Bavel, that we're going to allow Mumchen for the same reason not to be required by Gzeilus v'chavolos. Tosfos asks like a kasha, because it ruins everything for every avo. I don't know why the Ran does not. I'm not going to deal with that. Tosfos asks like a kasha because it ruins everything for every avo. Yeah.
According to the Ran, what about
what is
the same thing also applies?
Meaning, yeah. Anyway, that's the Gemara already. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Ran said for hodos v'avo shlo tinol delis v'nei loven, to prevent people from, to allow people to lend money. Even in Eretz Yisrael with the arm mumchen, we don't require mumchen by hodos v'avos.
Why not? It's very easy to get them. I have shalot and
shalot. Interesting. The Ran says, even though there are a lot of mumchen around, it is more of a tircha to go get mumchen than to pick any three people off the street corner. So when it comes to lending money, people will refrain from lending money even in Eretz Yisrael, in order, because they might think they're going to have to go get mumchen. Yeah. Look, remember a little bit later in Tosfos, that type of svara, a little bit harder for a loan, yes. Right? Okay? which also helped me understand. I know why the Ran's not bothered with Tosfos as a question, Because he says it's only talking about the Mishnah, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Tos talking about in Bavel. So there is no kasha on the Mishnah, on Rabbi Avo and the Mishnah. Then what does Tosfos say? He's not really. No, he's not really. He's stating this is what it must be. Tosfos does not really distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel and doesn't say that about the Mishnah, only talking about Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps that's why Tosfos thinks there would be an issue here on Rabbi Avo's Pshat in the Mishnah. Okay? That might be the way to deal with the difference in the Ran and Tosfos because of what he mentions about being Mechal to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. But I don't want to go there. Yeah. What's not going to apply in Israel? By which case? Hodos v'avos, exilos v'chavolos. No, he doesn't say that. In Israel, I thought he said we leave it that way. It doesn't do that by exilos v'chavolos. When it comes to loans, he does, because it's still a tircha to go after the mumchen, even though they are commonly available, but it's easier to get three people off the street corner than to go to the courthouse. And that's enough to prevent a loan, apparently. Yeah. Very possibly. Which might fit in with Tosa's second answer. We'll see. We may have to compare and contrast that. Maybe. Maybe. It's possible. I haven't really seen that svara, though I do understand the svara. The mumchen are people who the gazlanim are more afraid of. Right. So if we have no reason not to keep them, it's better to have mumchen. I think so. Makes sense. Yes, Raziel. In Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, there are mumchen. It's just, and they're findable, but you have to go to the court, you know, it's easier not to go to them, that's all. But they're there. Yes, Ellie. I guess because the Metzias is so different, they weren't going to be misakin where it wasn't necessary. In Eretz Yisrael, where there were mumchen, it wasn't necessary to make certain takonis because it's so easy to get to mumchen. Not so, so easy, but it's easy. Again, since it all is dependent on the findability. Oh, it's an early day today. Oh, we're just getting warmed up. I brought all these signs here. All my pictures. Okay, to be continued. Was that okay, guys? A lot of mafarshim, but I think it was good. No, it was clear.